This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And Lieutenant Brad O'Dell of the Douglas County Sheriff's Office Inn. One of the things over the years we've talked about is the importance of search and rescue, and it looks like you're looking for some additional help.
Yeah, we are. We're currently in the process of recruiting new volunteers for the organization for this upcoming academy year. We have a great group of volunteers, but we're always in need of more. And so we're currently in the process of looking for those who have a little bit of spare time that are willing to volunteer and come out and help find people that are lost.
And it's a unique situation because you've got to be willing and available to sort of jump at, you know, whenever the phone rings.
Yeah, that's, I mean, we're certainly looking for people to respond to these call-outs. That's the whole idea behind this, is we want to provide this service available to the community. The sheriff is mandated to provide search and rescue operations, and we could not have the level of search and rescue that we have in this county without volunteers.
And I know that some of the people that you have been doing it a while, have got a lot of training. And talk about the training that goes into it, because I'm sure somebody listening who maybe, you know, is got a flexible work schedule or is already retired or doesn't work, whatever, you know, you don't want to just say, okay, go that way. You know, I mean, it's like you've got to have some training to really do this effectively.
Yeah, that's correct. We have what we call our basic SAR Academy, and all of the training is provided in-house. A lot of it is available online, at least the prerequisites. And so we have a really robust training program. And there's actually two levels of search and rescue volunteer that we're looking for. We're looking for those who are available just to respond to in-county missions, and we call those county certified. And we're also looking for state certified volunteers. And those state certified volunteers start out as county volunteers but continue their training and education to become state certified by the Oregon State Sheriff's Association.
So if they are state certified, does that mean they might be used by other counties if needed?
Yeah, so Douglas County is part of what is called CORSAR. It's California Oregon Regional Search and Rescue. And the premise behind CORSAR is when Douglas County or Klamath or some other partner county has a search and rescue mission that goes beyond the initial response period, and there's a need for additional ground searchers or specialized equipment, we're able to support each other. It's very similar to the Douglas County Major Crimes Team in that way, where we utilize resources and personnel from other entities to accomplish the one mission. Search and Rescue is a really unique organization throughout the state, and partnerships are everything.
And given the rural nature of some areas of the county, I mean, I can think of some even recent searches where you are really close to a county boundary anyway, and depending on where the search goes, you may start in Douglas County but need to end up in Jackson or something.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. I mean, like I said, search and rescue really is more than just a jurisdictional issue. We support each other, and we work really well together. We have a great partnership and relationship with our other counties.
Now, is this more than just folks that are out doing walking or driving searches? Are there other things that you get folks in for sometimes?
Yeah, so a lot of folks think about when we're recruiting for volunteers, they're thinking we're looking for people to go walk through the woods and, you know, climb mountains and that sort of thing. And there certainly is that need. But we also have other needs, and some of those are individuals to man the radio, do radio communications, you know, document progress for us, assist with logistics. And what I mean by that is getting equipment or trailers or food for the searchers to and from various locations and just supporting the mission in that way. A couple of the areas that we're really looking for volunteers this year are our mountain rescue team. So we're looking for individuals who are really in good shape and are used to hiking in rough terrain, who are interested in rope, using ropes and that sort of thing. Another one is horseback. We really have a need for individuals who are experienced riders and have horses.
And obviously, that's not something that you acquire overnight in terms of a skill. I mean, either you're a good horse person or you're not.
Right. Yeah, no, it's definitely something that we want people to have experience doing. You know, and we'll provide navigation training and all of the other necessary skills. We just need riders that are experienced with their own equipment and horses.
So some of these searches, you know, in the best scenario, they're very brief because you find who you're looking for quickly, but that's not always the case, especially if you're dealing with overnight hours and all that kind of thing. And the logistical piece is interesting because you don't want to send people out into an area, need to get food to them, but not have a way to do that. Or, you know, for some of these searches that last, how long is the most that you have someone out before you, you know, maybe put somebody else in and have them do a take a break? I mean, some of that is real tricky, it sounds like.
Yeah, you know, it's all mission dependent, Kyle. We try to look out for the volunteers and make sure that they're rested, and we're always assessing safety. Safety is our number one priority. And so we want to make sure that our volunteers are safe. But we have had some long missions. We've had one mission that I can think of recently that was over 19 hours from start to finish. That's a unique situation. That's not an everyday thing. But we do rely on our volunteers to help us accomplish the mission.
So talk about when this training begins and how people can get involved in that.
So the first step is next Thursday, November 17th at 6 p.m., we are hosting a search and rescue recruitment informational meeting. That'll be at the OSU Extension office right next to the courthouse. That starts at 6 p.m., and we're going to have all sorts of information. So I would encourage people that even if this sounds interesting, just show up and listen to that conversation. We'll have a lot of really good stuff there. You can meet some of our unit leads and the search and rescue deputies and get all of your questions answered. Beyond that, if someone's ready to join today, they just need to go to dcso.com/SAR, and fill out the application and get that turned in. We'll get the process started.
And I imagine you have to do some background checks, that kind of thing?
Yeah, we just we look into an individual's background. We have to make sure that they're able to pass a criminal justice background investigation because they are part of the search and rescue team. But we understand that people, you know, have had things happen in their life. And so I would encourage someone who maybe is interested not to let that discourage them. Apply. Let's have a conversation about it and we'll go from there.
All right. Again, time and place for the meeting?
It is next Thursday at 6 p.m. So that's November 17th at 6 p.m. At the OSU Extension office next to the Douglas County Courthouse.
All right, Lieutenant Brad Odell from the Sheriff's Office, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
8:39 at the Morning Report.